Okay, this is Perek Vav and Hilchos Mamrim. And now, after discussing the prohibition of cursing or hitting your parents, we get into the halachas of honoring your parents. Halacha Aleph. Kibud Av Eim, mitzvahs aseh. So honoring your parents is a big mitzvah. V'chein mora av. So too, what do you call it? Fearing one's mother and father. V'eim. Shakalos. And they are equated insofar as honor and fear when it comes to parents. Kasuv kabez v'chosimecha. The cost of kabeis Hashem mehunecha, right? As well, vavimo cost of ish imo v'avav tiro. So again, it equates it to the cost of es Hashem mukacha tiro. So we see honor and fear applied to both parents. Kederach tziva kavod shmo hagadol moro, just like we're commanded in honoring God. Tziva kavod amoram. So too, we're commanded to honor and fear your parents. Veis a mekala avimo beskila megadet beskila. So as we've seen, the person who curses his parents is executed by skila. As so too is someone who curses on God gets skila. In a hishvos amonah, you see the punishment's the same. Hiktim av le'im le'kavod, v'hiktim eim av le'mora. So a father comes before a mother when it comes to honoring, based on the Torah, and a mother comes before a father when it comes to fear. Lam sheshneim shavah. The reason why the Torah switches the order is to show you that they're equal. Bein le'mora, bein le'kavod, meaning the exact same expression of fear and honor is supposed to be expressed in them. So what are these things? Lach gimel eizeh le'mora, beizu kavod. What's considered to be fear and what's considered to be honor? Laura, lo omim in komo, so you can't stand what he called in his place, lo yishim komo, or sit in his place, lo sosar es dvarav, you can't contradict what he says, lo machria es dvarav, or you can offer an opinion that's greater than his. Lo yikra lo b'shmo, lo b'chay lo mos, so you can't refer to him by his name, both when he's alive and after he's dead. Elo omer abba mori, rather he says, my father, my master. Ayashem, shem avo, v'shem rabo, k'shem acherim, if the name of his father or his Rebbe is like other names, mishan eshmam, you change the name a bit. Yearly, the Rambam surmises, she'ein nizra b'kach, elo b'shem shu pelet. He assumes it's only an issue by what do you call it, an unusual name, Sheena called the Dutch Bow, that not everyone basically knows or is aware of or uses. So I'll shame Bahanis Am, but common names could go on Avram Yisrael, Yaakov and Moshe, you know, span like those names. But Cholashon, Karban, Lacharim, you can use that in referring to other people at any time. Shlobo fun of Enum, not in front of them, in front of them, Vaim Chachlum, it doesn't mean anything. Ezu Kabba, now what's considered Kabba? Honoring. Machlo Mashka, Mavush, Machasa, Mishal of. So you, for instance, you bring them food and drink, you give them clothing, and you cover them from using their money. If your father has the money, and the son does have money, kofun son, oh, so we force him, they force a son, vizon of him to sustain his parents, within his means. And he should bring him out and bring him home and serve him in other ways, like the way people, servants usually serve other people, as a rav, assuming that people serve a rebbe. And you stand before him just like you would stand before your Rebbe. Right? So a father who's the student of his son, the father is not stand up for a son in such a case, but the son would still stand up for the father, even though he's a student. He has to give him honor in other ways. At the time that he does business or actions, and he's taking care of his concerns. Ketad, so what's an example? Anishna b'davar aviv l'makom, right? So let's say a person went to a place because his father said so. Lo yomer, you shouldn't say maharuni bishvil atzmi, patruni bishvil atzmi. You shouldn't say hurry and let me go on my own. Let me go on my own volition. Ella mehoruni bishvil abba, patruni bishvil abba. Rather, what he should say is hurry, let me go. Because of my father, or let me be free because of my father. Lolam in general, Yichlo Bechlal Dvarav Shuchoshi Bechavad Aviv Bishmi Yisrael Menu. He should always try to include in his words statements to indicate that he's always focused on the concern of honoring his father. Lachay Bechai Lechavdo, Afi Lachar Moso, he has to honor him even after he dies. Ketzad. So what's an example? Hay Omer Dabar Shmua Mepiv. So if he repeats something that his father taught him, Lo Yomer Kacham Rabba, he shouldn't say, this is what my father said, Elo Omer Kacham Rabba Mori. He should say, this is how my father, my teacher said, Ani Kaparta Mishkabo. And that I am, what do you call it, may I serve as an atonement for him. And then more this applies to the 12 months after his passing. After 12 months of Nabai, Omer, we say, may he remember for the life of the world to come. So whether it doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman, they're chayav in both honor and fear. Rather, with a man, he has the ability to do this. She can't do this. Because in such a case, she's subject to someone else's influence. So that's why if she's divorced a widow, then at that point, Shavim, that's when they become equal. What's the limit to honoring your parents? Even if the parent takes, let's say, a wallet filled with gold coins, and he throws it, his son's gold coins into the ocean, so you can't embarrass them, you can't shout, you can get angry. Rather, accepts his decree, so to speak, and he's quiet. Until there's the point of fearing them. Even if someone's wearing a beautiful suit, let's say, he's sitting in front of in a public setting, and let's say his father and mother came along, and they rip the suit, and they hit him on the head. They spit on him. You shouldn't get angry. You should be quiet and be fearful, and be fearful before the fact that God is the one who commanded such a thing. Because let's say a king made out of flesh and blood passed a decree which caused even more suffering, right? He definitely would not move at all to protest. Even more so, even more so for God who brought the universe into existence. So even though these commandments have been issued in this way, a father can't like make it too difficult for his sons to really be super precise in honoring him. So they have they make sure, because this way that they prevent the son from or daughter from an obstacle. Rather, a father should forgo his honor as much as he can, and ignore any potential like insults as well, because if a father who wants to give up his kavod is allowed to. If a person strikes a son who is of age, who's an adult, he's put into a type of excommunication, because he's violating the Isra of placing a stumbling block before someone who's blind. Now, let's say a person's father and mother loses control of their mind, so the son should try to keep up the relationship with them, until God has some sort of mercy on him. The Mia Shalom Lamod, but let's say he can't deal with it, mean they should nishtatu, because let's say they're too mentally incompetent. The Yanithem, he leaves them aside, Vielachlo, right? And he goes on his way, and he instructs others to take care of them as necessary. But Mamzer, someone who was born from an inappropriate relationship, is obligated in respecting his father and fearing him. Even though he's off the hook when it comes to hitting him, but kulasa or cursing him, actually has to chuva until he repents. Afilu haya, what do you call it? Afilu haya aviv rasha, even if the father is a rasha, ubal averos, and he's a sinner, mekavdo misyar menu, nonetheless, he's got to honor him and fear him. Rahu over al devar Torah, if we see that he is violating Torah, lo yomalo, you shouldn't say to him, Abba, Bartel de Torah, Dad, you're violating Yisrael. El Yomalo, say to him, Abba, Kasav Torah, Kafetach, it's written in the Torah, so-and-so, Kilu Hushol, Meno, V'lok, as if he's asking him, V'lok, Matziro, not as if he's warning him. Lach Yuvayz, Misha Amarlo, Aviv, if a person, his father tells him, Lavro, de Torah, to violate Yisrael, Bein Shom Amarlo, Lavro, Mitzvah, Lo Saseh, whether it's to violate a negative commandment, or Lavat, Mitzvah, Saseh, or not to do a positive commandment, Afil Shadi Ram, even if it's rabbinical, Arizolo, Yishmal, you shouldn't listen to him, Shnemer, so in all these, you're obligated in honoring God, so to speak, over parents. Halacha Yigimel. Let's say your father says, Hashkini Mayim. He says, get some water for me. Mitzvah, but he has the opportunity to do a mitzvah. In Meshul Mitzvah, if he has the opportunity to do the mitzvah, if the mitzvah can be done by others, it should be done. And the son should focus on honoring the father. Because you don't cancel a mitzvah for the sake of another mitzvah. The main shamacherim lasso said, but there aren't others to do the mitzvah. Yisasek the mitzvah, you should involve the mitzvah. I mean, yeah, kavod aviv, and put the honoring of his father to the side. Shehu kavod aviv, shehu aviv chayim v'dar mitzvah, because him and his father are obligated in the mitzvah. Talmud Torah, gavu kavod kibud avim, and in general, the study of Torah is greater than honoring one's parents. Lach yudalad, amar lo aviv hashkeni ma'im. Let's say a person's father says, "Bring me a drink of water." Amar lo imo hashkeni ma'im, and his mother says, "Bring me a drink of water." He should put aside the kavod, the honor for his mother, but osim kavod aviv pila, and be honored with the honor and be involved with the honor of his father first. Because both him and his mother are chayv to mechave the father. A person is obligated to respect his honor his father-in-law. Alpish ein imo, Kol Zman she'aviv kayam, even though she is not his mother throughout his father's lifetime. He's not obligated anymore. But if he's so from Midrabanan, she Adam Chai Bekavod Achav, a Gadol Kavod Avav. Midrabanan, the person should honor his older brother like he would his father. And it's Perek Vav, and we will finish off Mamre with Perek Zayin next time.